tsika ijery ny fahendrena vao amin'ny bokin'ny oabolana.
And I want to talk about your second most important decision.
Atey te iresaka koa ny amin'ny zavatra faharoa manandanja amin'ny fanapahan-kevitra izay ataonao.
It wasn't what shoes you were going to wear today.
Tsy le hoe akory inona ny kiraro anaovako androany.
That's not an important decision.
Izany tsy hoe fanapahan-kevitra manandanja be izany.
I want to talk about the second most important decision.
Fa te iresaka koa an'le fanapahan-kevitra manandanja faharoa.
Your most important decision.
Le tena hoe fanapahan-kevitra manandanja indrindra.
Is whether or not you follow Jesus. Becoming a Christian is the most important thing you could ever do. But the second most important decision is about who you get married to. If you ever get married. And if you're already married, you've made the decision.
There's
no changing it now. But I really want to speak about the choice of a life partner. This is of benefit for everyone. See, I'm married. And I'm still very, very concerned about the choice of a life partner. Because I have 5 sons and 1 daughter. And that means there are 5 more women and another man. That might get involved in my family. Either bringing blessing or a whole lot of trouble. And so I want to know, how do I counsel my own children? How do I teach them how to pick a good wife or a good husband? One thing is for sure, I'm not choosing for them. Because then they're
going
to blame me whenever things go bad.
Now
I'm going to teach them to choose for themselves wisely. And then if things are tough, I'll say, no, but you chose that person. You've got to live with the choices you make. And this is the important thing. We do have to live with the choices we make. Last week I preached about marriage. And how important it is that we remain faithful within marriage. And so it's important that you choose somebody wisely. Because you want to be able to build a good marriage. And there are certain character qualities that are important.
And
as I think about it, I've already got married. So maybe my wife made the wrong choice. I mean, maybe she married a guy who doesn't help much in the kitchen. Maybe she sometimes thinks, oh no, why did I choose this guy? Maybe she could get tired of the things that her husband doesn't do right. What I have to share today is still useful for me. Because if I can learn what the Bible says a good husband should be like, then I can work on myself so that I can become the right husband for my wife. So she'll have no excuse. She can't say, I married the wrong guy. Maybe she did. And then she'll have to say, but he became the right guy. You understand? See, you can't get out of the marriage, but you can grow as a person within the marriage. So I can work on myself to become a better husband to my wife. And she works on herself to become a better wife. But you can save yourself a whole lot of trouble if you choose well in the first place. So we need to find wisdom about this question. Let's pray. Father, as I before I carry on with this sermon, I pray that you'll open our hearts. We want to hear wisdom from your word. Because the world's telling us one thing. We want to learn what you think. So we can live that way. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let me, before I really give you the teaching, let me tell you something. Marriage is not an idol. It mustn't be an idol. Paul argues in 1 Corinthians that if you are not married when you get saved, maybe you should stay unmarried. He says when things are tough, being unmarried is easier than being married in terms of the kingdom of God. Because it gives you undivided attention to God. In other words, don't make marriage out to be the perfect state. Don't make marriage your God or your idol. Understand that being single can enable you to serve the kingdom even more. In other words, the focus of your whole life should be on serving God. And being single may help. Being married may help. Both can be good. Paul just warns us that we should not elevate marriage to a place of idolatry. He also says it's better to marry than to burn with passion. In other words, intimacy, physical intimacy, sex, is for within marriage. And so when you want that, like I did, and still do, you find it within marriage. And so he says, get married if you're wired that way.
I
knew from the time I was about 18 years old.
I don't want
to be single.
I want to
be married.
Because
those parts of my life were calling out to be satisfied. Paul was very clever. He says you can be single for the kingdom. But if you're not very good at that, then get married. It's better to marry than to burn with passion. So that brings you to this problem of now, who do you marry? The choice is very important. Sinful people, they go this way, they go that way for various reasons. In the world, you'll see people, they'll sleep with this person, they'll sleep with that person. Because they think that doesn't carry much consequences. It does carry consequences. But they're avoiding the real thing. They're afraid to commit to one person. Because committing to one person is a big decision. And it is a big decision. That's what I want to encourage you about. Because when you've got the faith in your heart from God, and the wisdom of His Word, it actually makes it possible to make such a big decision well. We have an advantage over the world. Because we can make such a big decision and we can make such a big commitment. You can wait for the person God has for you. And you can be faithful to the person God gives you. Because God enables you. Because He supports you in that. Because He gives you grace. He brings light into your life. But the world stumbles around in darkness. So a guy sleeps with his girlfriend, but he won't marry her. He's actually hurting her. He's dishonoring her. He's taking from her but not giving commitment to her. Because he's weak. He's not got the power of God giving him the courage he needs. So it's a very important decision. How do you make this decision? The first thing is look to Christ. Look at Proverbs 19 and verse
14.
Houses and wealth come from parents.
But
But a prudent wife is from the Lord. Now listen, Proverbs always writes it that way around. It always says that it's about finding a wife.
Because
it's written to a culture where the guy was the one who had to go and fetch the woman. So it's written to the man, but it applies to the woman too. What it means is that for a man, the wife, God will provide. But actually, God's providing the whole thing. In providing a wife for a husband, God provides a husband for a wife. That means, young ladies, your husband, God will provide him to you. Or you can go and try and provide one for yourself. And I'm sure the devil can supply a few. Where do you expect to find your husband? Is your expectation in God? Or is your hope in your body? If your hope is in your body, then you must shorten your skirt and lower your top.
Because
obviously that's the way you're going to provide a husband for yourself. But if your hope is in God, then you don't have to play those games. If the cool guy says you have to do something, you don't have to. Because your hope isn't there, it's in God. The same for the guys. Your hope of a wife isn't in the clothes you buy. Or how cool you look. A wife is from the Lord. A prudent wife is from the Lord. That means a good, a wise, a noble wife.
You can
get a rubbish wife. Go pick one up at the nearest club. I don't know. The point is, seek Christ before you seek a spouse. Seek Christ.
Christ.
If you want to find a good wife or husband, then you should actually realize that God can provide that to you. So start by pursuing God. You set your life in the direction of God. And along the way, you start talking to him. You pursue God. And then you pursue God for a spouse. You talk to him. I was dating a girl when I was at university. And that relationship was complicated. I wanted to go deeper and have more commitment in the relationship. But things were going badly. I'd found this great girl. But I was battling to negotiate the way from there to the wedding day.
I
have a clear memory. I was driving in my car. Tears running. My voice loud because there's no one else around. God, what is going on in my life? God, why can't I make this relationship work? God, do you want her to be my wife? God, I want her. I want to marry this girl. Help me. You see, when you put Jesus at the center, He is able to direct your life. And if you want a good wife or a good husband, put Jesus at the center of the whole process. That lady never became my wife. God kept me from a terrible mistake. She was not a bad person. But we would not have had a great marriage. I thought we were matched. God knew better. I followed God. And I let go of a relationship. Years later. Lonely years later. Hard years later. I got something better. If you want to find a good husband or wife, put Christ at the center. Proverbs 18:22 says, "He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord." So you should be looking. I mean, finding a husband or a wife doesn't mean like hiding at home in the room with the windows and doors closed. Live life. Ask God to provide. Get to know people around you. Honorably, with integrity. With purity. When I started, well, after that bad relationship, I still wanted a wife. I just said to God, I never want a girlfriend again. I said, "You're going to have to do even better, Lord. It's
going
to be even more complicated. Because I don't want a girlfriend, I want a wife." So I refused to have a girlfriend. Sue and I, we were never girlfriend and boyfriend. We spent time together as friends. And once our friendship was strong, I told her I wanted forever. I didn't take her to movies holding hands and kissing in the back row. I didn't want a girlfriend. I'd had that. When I was still in school, I kissed my girlfriend a lot. I didn't want to go through the same thing again and again and again. All that kissing didn't give me a wife. You've got to see what it is you're after.
Fa mila fantarinao tsara mihitsy hoe inona io zavatra ka tsahanao io.
And take that to God.
De hoentao amin'Andriamanitra le izy.
I said to God, I don't want a girlfriend, I want a wife.
De hoy izy zato amin'Andriamanitra hoe zato tsy mila sipa fa mila vady.
And I built a good relationship with the woman who would become my wife.
Atena mbuli fifandraisana sifinamanana tsara tamin'ny vehivavy izay lasa vadiko.
A relationship that isn't centered around physical attraction.
Kale fihinamanana sy le fiarahana izany a tsy le resaka hoe fifanintonana rabatana no ivon le izy tao.
I once asked my mother.
Atena tany amin'ny mamanay a.
What should I look for?
Hoe inona no tokony ho jereko?
I wasn't going to ask every day, just once is enough.
Tsy mila manontany imbe da be ako fa indray mandeha ihany dia ampy.
Get wisdom from your parents, but don't invite them to control your life.
Ianao izany afaka mangataka fa fahendrena va miray amandreninao a, kanefany a aza asaina izy ireo hoe izy ireo mihitsy no ifesy hitantana ny fiainanao.
I said to my mom, what would you look for?
Dia izany teny tamin'ny mamanay hoe olona ohatra ny ahoana ny tadiavinao.
And she said, look for someone that you can be friends with.
Ozy izay mitadava olona izay afaka ho namanao.
And there's a healthy, a healthy amount of physical attraction.
Ary misy ihany koa ohatrany hoe zavatra manintona ara-batana tsara, salama tsara ao anatiny.
And then she stopped herself and she adjusted what she said.
Dia avy eo dia nijanona kely izy, dia avy eo dia namboariny kely indray ilay zavatra niteneniny.
And she said, actually, the physical attraction will probably take care of itself. It will happen in its time.
Dia avy eo izy izy, le hoe zavatra manintona ara-batana, hitrangeny ihany iny e, miseho azy eo ihany iny rehefa misy izay finamanana izay.
See, there was profound wisdom in that.
Nisy fahendrena lalina tao anatin'izay.
Because physical attraction, actually, the world tells you start there.
Satria le hoe fanintonana ara-batana iny izao tontolo izao mitenenao hoe eo manomboka.
But you know what happens?
Fahitanareo zavatra mitranga.
After a while, when you realize you're not friends, you're enemies, and you're already married. You got married just because of physical attraction. But then when you start fighting with each other, you lose the physical attraction. Then you have nothing. If you get married to someone you've got a good relationship with as a friend, you find out you like them, and you get on with them well, then you can grow in physical attraction. But the world always gets it wrong. The world says, look how hot they are, look how sexy they
are.
Doesn't care anything about the actual quality of the relationship. What does the Bible say? Proverbs 31 verse 30.
Ni hoa bolana fa raika amin'ny telopolo dia ny andiny fa telopolo.
It says, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
Ozy izy hoe fitaka ny hatsarambika ary zava-poana ny hatsaratare, fa ny vehivavy matahotra an'i Jehovah ihany no diraina.
Simple.
Tsotra.
It turns everything the other way around.
Tena natsimbadiny ambony ambany mihitsy ny zava-misy.
And says, what's going on the inside is more important than what's going on the outside. Charm is deceptive. Beauty is fleeting.
And
a woman who fears the Lord is worthy to be praised. What's going on the inside matters. You see, a guy can come and he can be so cool, he can be so have such a way with words. He has all the charm. Or a girl can come along and she can be absolutely beautiful. On the outside. It can all look right on the outside. But the Bible says it's the character that counts. It's the character of the person. Do they fear God? In that section of Proverbs 31, there's an extended description of Superwoman. You're like a superhero that you'll never meet. This woman does everything. She's good at business. She's good with her family. She gets up early. She works with her hands. She makes money. She puts food on the table. If you read Proverbs 31, it's so easy. You should just come under condemnation straight away. You can never be that good. You can't. The point of this passage is it's trying to elevate the qualities you should be looking out for and valuing. It's not saying you're going to find all those qualities in any one person. It's saying, when you're looking for a good woman, these are the things you're looking for. Some of them. I'll give you an example. In Proverbs 31, verse 20. Read verse 20.
Manatsutra ny tanany amin'ny ory izy, eny mamelatra ny tanany amin'ny mahantra.
A good woman looks after the poor. She has a concern for the needy. Are you young men listening? They exist somewhere, those women. A good woman will become a good wife. Some women spend lots of time on their hair and their makeup. But if she only loves herself, what makes you think she will love you? She just loves the attention she gets from you. Because it's actually her she's loving. There was a girl I was at university with. I didn't date this one. She was just a friend. And I heard her tell a story once. That she wasn't sure if she did the right thing, but she'd given a whole lot of money to someone who was poor. She met a guy who was begging, he was asking for help. She felt sorry for him. And she took her money from her bank account, a lot of what she'd saved, and she gave it to him. Maybe it was about 200,000 ariary. was her savings, her life savings.
She's
a student, she doesn't earn money. She didn't give it as a loan, she gave it to a stranger. She had compassion on someone in need. She cared for someone who's poor. I looked at her character. I thought, that is going to be a good wife one day. She was a good woman. I still know her today. She married a man and made him very happy. It's character. It's what's going on the inside of a person. That's what you need to look at. The same is true for the man. The Bible has got requirements that a woman should look for in a man. In Ephesians 5, it says that the husband must love his wife the way Christ loved the church. He should be self-sacrificing. In 1 Peter 3 verse 7, we see that the man should be respectful. In Colossians 3 verse 19, we see that the man should be gentle. So you may think the guy's cool because he's loud and he's bold with his friends. And he's aggressive. You know, if you were his girlfriend, he would punch another guy just for looking at you. The problem is he might punch you too. The Bible says a guy should be gentle. It doesn't mean he's weak. But a man who's respectful, who's learned self-control, he will be a better husband. These are character issues. It doesn't matter what he earns. How what status he carries in society. It matters what his character is like. A rich man can have good character or bad character. A poor man can have good character or bad character. Look at the character. That's where you look for a husband. He should be able to lead. I'm nearly finished. So the first thing is look at Christ. The second thing is look at the character, not at the outside. And the third thing is get counsel, get perspective from others. Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail because you don't get counsel, but with many advisors they succeed. Proverbs warns you against being overly romantic. See, there's this expression, love is blind. What it really means is love makes you stupid. When I fell in love, I couldn't see any of the problems. The girl I dated in university, she was perfect. Until my friend came to me and said, she's not. She never was.
She never was perfect.
I just couldn't see what was obvious to others. When you fall in love with someone, you might have just become the worst judge of their character. You should listen to what trusted friends say. Before you get married, you should listen to what your pastor has to say. Maybe not me. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe Craig. Maybe Tudzu. Maybe Tanteraka. Someone who you know has got a good relationship with God. And enough wisdom and objectivity. Too many of us rush through these decisions without seeking counsel. The young men, single guys, you should go to someone who has credibility and trustworthiness and say, I'm interested in this girl, what do you think?
The
young woman, you can come and say, this guy wants to take me out on a date, what do you think?
Why?
When you submit your life like that to someone else's perspective, you're opening the door for God to lead you where you have blind spots and where you can't see clearly. Plans fail for lack of counsel. But with many advisors, they succeed. You don't have to walk through the process of finding a husband or a wife on your own. Look at Christ.
Tereo Christi.
Look at character.
Tereo Tuetan.
Get counsel.
Temangala swapfan luratsain tultsain.
Let's pray.
Ando tiki vavak.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word.
Reantemantarayom sota nun tenau.
It has such practical wisdom. Help us to understand that you want the best for us. Help us to ask the right questions. And to look beyond the surface. To see what you are doing. And to follow you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.